electric lamp, let's say that you had a lamp over there and it burned out, what would you have to put in it? A new one?
Bulb.
You mentioned that your father owned the grocery store. What do you call the things that you put up? Say fruit, you buy some fruit, what would you call a thing that you put some fruit in?
A basket?
Yeah, or she might, if it's made out of paper, you call it.
Bag.
What if it's made out of, what if something like a bag that's made out of cloth, you still call that a bag too?
Sack.
They usually use bag or paper. What about something that, the kind of bag over it, that maybe if you bought, went out and bought some big thing of fertilizer, large quantity or feed or something like that, what's the kind of bag or sack that might come in?
Croaker sack?
Yeah. You ever hear any other terms for that?
Yeah. Burlap bag? No, there's another term. I guess croaker sack is the one I hear the most.
Have you ever heard anybody right here use gunny sack?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, I heard gunny sack.
Yeah, I heard that down the road at Santa Rosa Beach. And what about the amount of, you have any special name for the amount of wood that you can carry at one time?
An armload.
And what about the thing that a woman might hold, say you're doing your wash, the thing that she might use to carry a clothes to a line and out to hang around?
Laundry basket.
What about the thing that you put in the top of the bottle? Say you had some liquid or something, and you didn't finish with it, and you don't have a top that would be suitable, what might you put in there?
A stopper.
What are those usually made of?
Cork.
The name you usually have for? Let's see, the kind of instrument that little kids used to play a lot. Blow in and out.
Oh, harmonica.
Ever heard that call anything different?
I don't think so.
Ever hear anybody call that a harp?
Oh yeah, a mouth organ or a harp. Yeah, harp.
You remember, now mouth organ, was that a term you might have learned in school, or is that something that people...
Probably so, mouth organ, probably so. Mainly harmonica or harp.
And what about the kind that you would put in your mouth like this?
The Jew's harp.
Yeah, I've never heard that called anything else.
Mm-mm.
And the next few questions will be about all implements and so forth for farms. So,
I may have to pass.
The kind of thing that you pound nails with.
Hammer.
Now, say you have a wagon and you have two horses. What do you call the thing that the pole that would go between the two horses? Any name for that?
Well, the only thing I can think of that would be what you would have a yoke of oxen would be a yoke, but no, I don't have any idea.
Would you ever call that thing that, that long pole that runs in between the two horses, would you ever call that a tongue?
Oh, yeah, from the wagon. Yeah, I've heard that.
What about if you have, say, a buggy or something, and you have two tongue-like things, and you have just one horse, and you vacuum in between those two? You got a name for those two?
Mm-hmm. I probably know, but I...
Not something you use every day.
Uh-uh.
And what about the thing you use to urge your horses on with? Just use a what?
Whip.
And what about the, a wagon wheel, the steel outside part? What would you call that?
Rim.